Yeah, it does. It does kind of seem more like your normal work. I will admit.
I tried to push it more towards the way that I would just draw things off the cuff.
Yeah, that might be what it is.
I've got to be really on model.
Yeah, that's probably what it is too. My favorite is the first. Ironically, the first panel and the second panel. The third panel's cool too, but my favorite is the first two. Yeah, once again, I don't want it to come off as any knock on what you normally do for cash, because it's still fascinating and I'm always excited to see it. But this one I particularly like. I don't know, I just didn't expect this one.
Yeah, I wasn't taking it as a knock, I'm just interested by this fact.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't think you were going to be like, oh, he doesn't like my normal work either. I just wanted to make sure that I really qualified my opinion here, because, you know, this is sort of important.
Okay, well, you know, thanks for the input.
No problem. Like the one you did of, like, Jake eating himself as a peanut butter thing. Like, interesting, but, like, don't care as much.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly revolutionary.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, like, that's a weird concept. Like, better than other things, but I'd still rather...
I found it really hilarious that Cullen is
Cullen.
That was a fetish thing.
Yeah, was it? I don't know.
No!
I assumed it was just because of, like, the people, but I was like, I mean, why not? But, yeah, it didn't bug me.
Okay, yeah, that's funny. And then another person was like, that's really creepy, and I was like, are you kidding me?
No, yeah, I wasn't creeped out.
I'm so disturbed, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't find it disturbing at all.
It's a peanut butter sandwich.
It's probably the fact that you called it, like, a food sauna, so that automatically, like, brings to mind...
That was
like,
supposed to be, like, a joke.
No, I know, but you have to understand, all the other things you do are so ridiculous, people are just starting to take them at face value. Certainly you can understand that.
Maybe, I don't know. I think I've lost sight of what's normal. But...
You have. Look, I'm going to point something out to you.
Seriously, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I... aware of this fact. Hold on. You know the head swap one?
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah, like you would contextualize that as like what would you say that is?
In terms of whether it's like fetish work or not?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the other one's fetish work.
Okay, so why would that be that, even though nothing explicit is being shown? If that can be considered that, even though nothing explicit is being shown, why wouldn't a dude being a food he likes eating himself not be? Like, the line has been blurred so much. The line is so ridiculously blurred and undefined, pretty much anything could be considered it at that point. So all they really have to go off is the terminology you use and where you're posting it, both which line up with, you know, that. So, of course, they're going to assume.
Interesting. Okay.
I thought you knew this.
No, it never occurred to me. I was... Yeah, that's really weird. I've totally lost
it. Yeah, like, it's not a bad thing, but I thought you were aware of this and were like, yeah, that's funny. There's no differentiation of what does belong to that category and what doesn't anymore, because you would consider certain things that show nothing traditionally explicit to be in that category, that it's pretty much, you might take a guess.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
It's like 40%. If it was 50%, it would mean that nobody has any idea, and they would have to, they might as well leave it up to chance. I say 40% because, once again, what they use to figure it out is going to be, if there's nothing in the image that would imply traditionally that it would belong to that category, they have to go off where it was posted and what the artist's comments say, which... Yeah. You may be joking or using sarcasm, but nobody, you know, it's like, it's so hard to explain. Like,
no,
I got you now. Yeah, it's not like Boy Who Cried Wolf, because you're not like doing that all the time and you're like, just kidding. But yeah, it's just like impossible to differentiate, really.
I'm not terribly upset about that.
Well, no, no, it's nothing to necessarily be upset about. I'm just surprised you didn't know that. Like, I thought you were well aware of this dilemma and were like, lol. I didn't know
well,
this
actually,
was like...
I like that. That's really fun.
How did... I assume this would be something you and talked about already.
No, you'd think we would have, because this is the sort of thing that he likes to discuss, but it never... I'll bring it up next time we talk, because this is... This should be an interesting discussion.
That seems like such basic stuff. I thought that would have been like one of the first things you would have talked about.
You know, one of my flaws has always been that I sort of assume people know what I'm thinking.
I guess I sometimes, but I didn't figure that'd come into play here.
I mean, that's the only reason that I would have categorize the head swap thing as fetish is because it was explicitly made as a request by somebody that has this fetish. Whereas the peanut butter thing was just like Jake being like, hey, draw a peanut butter thing.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you know, the other thing is it can also technically belong to that area because also being that you have once again, I'm talking in vague terms because there's a photo shoot going on and like there are people around, so the house has an echo. You know, you have a certain character that you use for these types of situations, and so like when you did the one of Vulcan as a ham, since you usually use that character for explicit type of things, one could insinuate that there would be something inherently explicit about the, you know, image of him being a ham, even though nothing's being shown, because that's like your, don't interrupt me here because I'm searching for a specific word. That's like your, avatar for like that sort of thing. So that also, just using that specific character brings a whole nother wave of insinuations. Like, it's basically a proxy or a filter or an avatar. Mm-hmm. So that's also something to consider. If you did it with Almost, I might think of it in completely different terms. But since you use that specific character, it brings with it a whole nother wave of insinuations.
That is interesting because, I don't, it's, you know, because they're both avatars.
They are, but avatars of different things, or at least what you've chosen to release. Because, you know, you may do similar things with both of them in, like, different situations, but what you've willingly released, you know, one tends to be more explicit, where the other one tends to be more, like, story and fiction related and just, like, entertainment.
Really ironic, because I drew Almost Naked first and released it publicly.
Yes, but even that was in a story context. It wasn't contextless. It was a story for a specific reason. Like, for comedy's sake and, like, for the advancement of the plot, however insignificant. Whereas this is just contextless. It's just, like, here's a thing.
Yeah. Man, this was fun.
Too bad you're not recording it. You could convince Swatcher I'm not a moron after all.
I'm recording it.
Oh, really? Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'll pass it along to him.
Now it's like...
Now Swatcher knows you think he's a moron.
No.
Swatch
thinks I'm a moron.
What did I say?
Dumb. You said that I think he's a moron.
Oh, God, no, that's not... So you've got me all confused.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's, like, what I would say about that. I thought that would have been one of the, like, first things in your mind about this situation.
It probably crossed my mind so long ago that I forgot.
Oh, man.
Because I did commit a lot of thought as to, like, what this was going to imply for my body of work as a whole.
Yeah.
And I haven't thought about it for a long time, so.
Well, there you go, man. I'm trying to think if there's really anything else to say on that, but
although,
I mean, that's really it.
On that note, back when I was thinking about it, I didn't really think about the fact that I didn't account for the possibility that I'd be drawing things that were so specific for people that, you know, it was going to. I didn't foresee the specific conundrum because I always assumed that there would be a dick in the picture.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's another thing, because you've thrown all conventional, you know, socially conventional, like, motifs, I guess, or, like, elements that would imply, like, a perverted nature pretty much out the window, except for, like, smiling expressions occasionally. That, you know, in the same way, like, you could draw a picture of a thumbtack and, like, put it up on a page, and somebody might think even that's, like, erotic in some sense.
Yeah.
Because it's just been stripped of all... It's like when they... it's like, I don't know, it's like kind of like Dadaism when it came down to like what is art. Now it's like what is prawn, you know, where people were like drawing on the Mona Lisa or like, you know, taking a piss on a canvas and they're like, it's art, and someone else would be like, that isn't art, and they're like, yes it is, or they'd be like, lol, I troll you. It's like kind of similar here, you know, just in the sense that once again all the conventions have kind of been thrown out the window, so it's anyone's best guess. And you know, the fact that ultimately it comes down to opinion in the first place.
Yeah.
Am I still making sense or no?
No, yeah, you're making total sense, and this is it's pretty rudimentary stuff. I'm not sure why it never crossed my mind.
That's weird to me. I had thought of all of this already. Once again, not because I was like, oh God, what's he doing? It doesn't bug me at all. I was just like, yeah, interesting, and
I
like
guess
odd.
Because you're removed from the situation. it gives you, I don't know, it makes things clearer for you. Whereas I'm in the
thick of it,
like, oh boy, I gotta draw this thing for this guy so that he can give me money.
No, yeah, that is true, but yeah, that is true. I mean, an outsider, in some sense, might have a better perspective on it. I wouldn't say that 100% of the time, because sometimes they're an outsider and just... it doesn't necessarily guarantee a good perspective on the topic.
Well, you're not exactly an outsider, because that's... You know, an outsider is less likely to have any idea what's going on, but whereas you know me as a person and as an artist.
Okay, yeah, I just don't know what the word for that would be. But I mean, I get what you mean. I'm just trying to be precise with my words here.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's like shit to think about.
Certainly is. I'll have to keep that in mind now, because that's kind of... That really is an interesting idea that, you know, my entire gallery is essentially... I mean, actually, that the thought had crossed my mind before, but not in a way that applied to me. The fact that, you know...
What do you mean in a way that applied to you?
The fact that, like, not everybody, but a lot of people have just, like, weird-ass abstract fetishes that, you know, we could never account for.
Mm-hmm.
How we'd always, like, joke that, like, somebody was probably fapping the old business somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, which we established.
Right.
As truth, which kind of drives the point home. In a different way, though, since I don't do what you do.
Yeah.
But yeah, continue, sorry.
I don't know, just the fact that like that was a thing already.
And you broke up.
I guess
you broke up
about it.
Momentarily.
That's okay, cuz I wasn't communicating well, but the fact that that was already a pre-established notion that I sort of forgot, I guess.
Yeah. That's kind of part of the reason I was so surprised. Yeah, someone finds flued to be like the most erotic thing on the internet. And I mean, this is really hard to put into words, so I may just fail and be like, never mind that I said that. But you know, once again, it's not even necessarily like, you know, this is an issue that could apply to any artist, really. It just applies to you more because of the setting you're posting certain works in. But you know, somebody could say the same thing about my stuff, where somebody's like, that's really sexual. And other people are like, what are you talking about? It's just a kid with a zit. And then they're like, no, it's... Like, in the same way, I hate to compare the opposite to FLCL, because obviously, like... Or not obviously, but, you know, I always say it wasn't derivative, because I hadn't heard of it at the time. But, you know, some people look at FLCL and they're like, oh, that's like an allegory for, you know, sexual tension and, like, how tough it is to grow up and being, like, sexually repressed and stuff. And people could kind of say the same thing about Zeopis and broad strokes, and other people might just take it at face value you and say like, oh, well, no, it's just about, you know, how tough it is to, or, you know, it's not about anything. It's just about a kid with a giant, like, zit tumor thing that destroys cities. Obviously, my opinion on it stands somewhere in the middle. You know, I never, like, commit to one meaning on things. I'm just like, hey, that's fun. I'm going to shake things up a bit. But I could go with both because, you know, I don't feel like any artists really know that kind of thing. They're not like, I'm going to say this. They're just like, oh, that's a thing. I'm going to drop a few hints here and then move on because that's what I do. So I'm just assuming everyone else does that. But yeah, so anyway, the same thing could be said about my stuff. But the reason I expected you to think about it more is because of the setting of which posted it, and like, yeah, just the context. Like, I don't do anything like that. I've never even drawn nudity and posted it, so in conventional terms, nobody would really say it was sexual. They would just say it was creepy or weird generally.
Yeah,
so kind of a similar but different situation, but you know, overall kind of similar mood. Basically, it comes down to what is
feathers.
No, just literally what is like, it'd be like yours is what is sexuality and mine would be what is, I guess, also sexuality, but just with different quote-unquote answers. Too complex and deep now.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job. I'm glad you brought this topic up because I had a good time
thinking about this. There we go.
How did we even come to this anyway?
The question you sent me, and I said I liked this better than some of the other work you did.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, and then I was like, no, wait, I have to qualify this, and then you were like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, well, this, and this. And then you were like, but that wasn't. And then I was like, really? Yeah, because of the peanut butter piece, which I assumed was meant to be erotic when it wasn't.
I'm sure somebody thinks it is, though.
Erotic?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sure someone does. Absolutely. That's the thing. It's not like someone's necessarily wrong for thinking it. It's, you know, it depends on the person viewing it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should just consider all my work pornography.
That's where I was. I thought that's what you thought already. Like, I might as well
think that from now on. Now that I've seen the light, I've gone down the rabbit hole or whatever it would be.
Yeah. Better,
I don't know. So you know, from now on, I'll be drawing like Batso. And, like, designing characters, and I'll be like, well, I've got to pander to the... I've got to pander to the fat admirers audience or something.
Yeah, well, I was just gonna say, it's basically the everything sexualized so nothing is argument.
Yeah, kind of.
As in, you could also, you know, take into account, like, nude life drawings, and someone's like, that's so hot. They're naked, and then someone else is like, what are you talking about? It's just like a nude figure. Like, it's the same argument, just inverted, sort of. What do you think about that?
That's a good point. And I mean, I've thought about that also in the context of, you know, what would I tell people if they were like, oh, that's so disgusting. How do you draw that kind of thing? You're a bad person. And I'd be like, well, you know, this is a, for the most part, you know, this is an expression of things, and it's art, sort of like validation. You know, even getting the commissions and stuff that are, maybe it's less so the case in, like things like this last commission that I just showed you, because this is not really an expression of anything that I feel.
Right.
But like in the personal work, it's I'm like, you know, I'm expressing. How's that voice that Joe does go?
Oh, I can't do that voice. Don't make me try. He does that very well. I am jealous he can do that voice because I can't. But don't make me attempt because I'm just gonna butcher it.
of I'm expressing my sexuality.
Hey, that was pretty good. Good job.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, it's